Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me in this segment to justify that statement, Mr. Mark Schneep, who has the distinction of having been the first guest on Radio Real Estate November 15th, 1998. The third guest, Susan Petrovich, attorney, was on just a couple of weeks ago. Mark, welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
How many times have I been on this show now, Mark?
Well, let's see. I've done the show 700. This is my 706th program.
Yeah, I think I've done 697 of them.
I would say easily you've been on seven times. So that'd be 1%.
Hmm.
Probably north of seven. But we'll calculate that and get back to you. A few weeks ago, we had 2 weeks in a row, we had your old buddy Chris Thornburg from Beacon Economics, and then following that, we had Bill Watkins, Cal Lutheran College, former UCSB forecast director, as you hold the title, former UCSB economic forecast director. Currently, you're the director of, is it called the California Economic Project?
No, California Economic Forecast.
Oh, good. Because your website is californiaforecast.com.
Yes.
Okay.
We shorten it a little bit to make it easy.
Right. I didn't know if it was a weather channel or because you don't have economic in there. It's just California forecast.
Well, we'll forecast the weather if you'd like. I mean, it's pretty easy around here.
Well, we
clear and sunny.
We want to talk a little bit about, we'll talk about real estate. We'll talk about the economy. But it's kind of interesting. We had these other two economists on, and I have a quote from Chris Thornburg. I guess the big picture, you know, you have these two guys, and they not only do they have differing opinions, they seem to have hold a little disdain toward each other. I don't know. Is the economic forecast business that competitive?
No, not really. There's only a handful of us in the state, and we do tend to have certain opinions, and we do compete on certain things. But for the most part, It's a corroboratory type of thing.
So these guys have some differing, at least they did when they were on around the summer of 2012. Bill Watkins seemingly is still being a little more cautious on the economy. I think he's even danced around the word double dip inflation. Not inflation. What's double dip?
Recession.
Recession, thank you. Double dip recession. And cautiously optimistic about real estate, you know. Whereas Chris, when I knew him, he has to come up for UCSB forecasts annual stuff, he was always, you know, the naysayer and the negative guy. And then it finally happened, and he was very proud of himself, but he kept calling for it for about 10 years. So why? How did two people evolve like that? What's the belief system? Is it God, politics? What?
It's a combination of all things. Including God and politics. No, economists are basically in consensus about what's going on with the economy right now, and it only takes some fine differences, and somebody could be a little bit more pessimistic, and someone could be a little bit more optimistic, and I think that's how you would characterize those two people in their respective camps. Right now, Bill Watkins is being, as you said, cautious. He thinks growth in the U.S. economy is going to be relatively slow, that we're not going to create a lot of jobs. But I don't believe that he thinks that we're in for another recession. No, I don't think that's the case at all. Whereas other economists like Chris apparently now has turned corner and is feeling a lot more optimistic about the economy. That's pretty much the way I've been over the last two years or so. And certainly enough, we're now starting to see a lot more growth, and for that matter, the real estate industry now participating. So that's really what's going to jumpstart economic growth next year.
We're talking with Mark Schneep, director of California Economic Forecast, californiaforecast.com. What is the relationship, at least in these times, between the housing market and the economy?
Well, when you say what is the relationship?
You say they're both kind of, the housing market has gotten better. And from my point of view, I see low inventory, I see low interest rates, and I see more buyers. So I'm wondering what part of the, what aspect of the economy has well, besides the low interest rates, what aspect of the economy has helped the housing market?
Or conversely.
Well, that's the relationship. What is it? Came, chicken or the egg here?
It's, let's get some of the foundations squared away, though.
No,
first.
You should have said foundations laid, as in egg.
Yeah, let's lay the egg first. Housing, investment in housing, really comprises a big part of the economy. So it is a major component overall of the economy. So when you're talking about what is the relationship, well, it is simply real estate, both commercial and residential, comprises a big portion of the economy and of the lion's share of all investment in this country. So if real estate doesn't contribute overall to economic growth, then it's producing a huge drag on the economic situation. And right now, that's why the recovery has been so weak in recent years, is because real estate hasn't participated.
And now that's changing a little bit. We've had a little uptick, a huge uptick in the number of sales. Last time I looked, year-to-date, at least in the South Coast, Carp to Goleta, single-family homes, it was up like 33% in the number of sales.
Yes, we're on a pace that we'll sell about 1,200 homes this year, which is the highest it's been in a decade. And that's that contagion is occurring all over the county, for that matter. So it's also true in Santa Maria and in San Ynez that we're seeing. So shoot up in sales. That's true all over the state. We're seeing it statewide, but mostly in the coastal areas of California.
And you're saying that this ripple effect is helping the economy?
It's sort of dragging it upwards. We have enough drags on the economy right now. One of them is construction or new housing. That hasn't come back. It will. The other one is manufacturing. That hasn't come back. It won't. And those are the new two sectors which normally lead an economy into expansion, and yet we're absent both those things. So we're looking for other kinds of areas to help the expansion in California, and for that matter, here in Santa Barbara. And one of them is technology, and the other one is the export sector, and then the third one is the tourism sector. So those three engines of growth are what's driving California right now.
Talking with Mark Schneep, he's the director of the California Economic Forecast, californiaforecast.com. As we always like to say, and Chris Thornburg hated it, you know, we all thought Santa Barbara was kind of not in a cocoon, but a little more insulated. We have the tourism, we have the technology. Manufacturing has just been horrendous in California overall, I guess, and just reading about more and more people leaving California, but yet places like Santa Barbara, you know, they'll leave, but maybe have a second home here.
We don't have much population growth. There is a lot of second homes. There's a lot of investment sales as well right now, and the rental market is extremely tight in Santa Barbara. We're creating a lot of jobs. Most of them are in the temporary help area right now, so it's not real encouraging. But nevertheless, there is more job creation, and the unemployment rate's starting to come down.
Now, are you speaking specifically this Santa Barbara County now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Santa Barbara County, but lot of those jobs are being created here in the South Coast, and there's a couple of companies that are doing very, very well, and they're adding to their employment. Government, the public sector, which has its problems, as we all know, has actually increased its employment this year. It's at an all-time record high, oddly enough. And we're not really seeing a decline much in any of the other sectors in terms of job growth. So the economy is definitely picking up, but it will do a lot better as real estate picks up the pace, and we see that happening all through 2013.
Well, that's good to hear, and we've seen prices, you know, tick up a little bit. Certainly sometimes you see prices, asking prices come on that are so inordinately low that it creates a feeding frenzy. But then I see people like investors who are buying properties, sprucing them up and selling them, reselling them and flipping them back in this market, and then people buying them then. So the investor market, what made them finally come back to real estate?
The fact that asset prices stabilized and the economy got better and housing got scarce and the rental market got tight, and if they don't sell the house, they can always rent it. So it's sort of a win-win situation, and we're seeing investment sales rise everywhere. That's one of the reasons why all of the distressed housing, which was for sale, got all taken up. It's got all sold, and now we have an inventory problem, and that inventory problem is going to lead to higher prices. So it's that's sort of the evolution of the real estate market. If you want to buy, this is the time to buy because prices are only going up higher.
Speaking of inventory, I do a weekly look at sales, not only for the week and then sometimes year to date, but then I have an active running number of what's active and what's in escrow and what's therefore left over, the inventory that's really available to look at. And on the 40th week of the year 2012, the number is 382 single-family homes from Carp to Goleta that are available to look at. Last year at this time, 2011, 556 homes to look at. So a big drop. The last couple of years, it was 638, 594, all in the fives. You have to go back to 2005, 40th week of the year. There were only 385 homes to look at in 2005. There was a big low inventory feeding frenzy. And now we're actually below that today.
Well, it'll change.
Well, it changes every week. But you know what? If I was you, or if I were you, I'd have a fancy graph. And you would see that the graph, you know, it doesn't shift hugely. It's a nice little pattern. So when you say it'll change, you think inventory is going to get worse or better?
It's only going to get better.
The talking with Mark Schneep, Director, California Economic Forecast. Website is californiaforecast.com. Just put out his monthly newsletter this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have a chance to open it up. So back in August of 2012, which is a couple of months now, 2-3 months ago, Chris Thornburg was quoted as saying, "The concept of a huge shadow inventory is preposterous." Housing economist Beacon Economics, "The number of mortgages in distress is way down from a year ago. It is clear there are fewer distressed properties out there." This shadow inventory refers to something of an inventory that might become foreclosed properties on the market. What do you agree or disagree with his quote?
Well, I disagree with his adjective, preposterous. But nevertheless, the shadow inventory is sort of an elusive concept. A lot of people talk about the shadow inventory as being, you know, this haunting prospect of a wave of new homeowner distressed homes coming onto the market and depressing prices further. Well, that's probably not going to be the case. There's always been this scare, this fear of having a ton of properties come online because so many homeowners are underwater right now. The problem with that is most of these homeowners that are underwater are still making their payments. So the house isn't in jeopardy unless they just suddenly start to walk away from that. That's not likely to be the case with prices now rising again and with job prospects becoming better and then losing their job being a lot less likely. So for the most part, we're not likely to see a bunch more distress, and that shadow inventory problem is not going to be what we all thought it might be 2 years ago. So things are getting better. That's not going to weigh down housing prices. That the housing market rebound that's occurring is real, it's sustainable, and it's only going to get stronger.
Talking with Mark Schneep, Director of California Economic Forecast, online at californiaforecast.com. So you have an event coming up sponsored by my good friend Steve Golis at Radius Real Estate Commercial Group. When and where is that?
That's on October 25th at the DoubleTree, and it is the 2013 Santa Barbara County Real Estate and Economic Outlook Conference, and Radius Group, yes, is the host of that conference. It's really by invitation only, but the California Economic Forecast can sell a limited number of admissions to that, so if someone would like to attend, they should see our website.
CaliforniaForecast.com, or is there a number as well, or just that?
Yeah, californiaforecast.com, or they could call us at 692-2498.
692-2498. So, interest rates. You mentioned that you think inventory will grow. You think sellers are going to look at this, and maybe people have been waiting. You know, when does a seller decide that prices have come back enough that maybe he'll try to sell his house? Because maybe he's hasn't had to sell, so he's just waiting. What makes you think inventory is going to rise, and how soon and how quickly?
Not very soon and not very quickly, but nevertheless rising. It's an incremental thing, Mark. It's like this. So many homeowners are still underwater. They can't sell, because if they sell, they lose. So as prices rise, it's going to then put more people over water, or essentially back in the black in terms of the record, and they'll be able to sell it. So as prices ratchet up, so will inventory. And also as the job market gets better, that will allow people to move around a lot more and have better prospects for finding jobs, and then they'll sell their home. So all in all, we've noticed over time a correlation between rising houses, house prices, and the amount of inventory that will be on the market. And so that's likely to continue to occur in the future.
I see. Okay. Underwater is an expression I've heard a lot. I've never heard anyone use the expression overwater.
Well, if you're not under, then you must be over.
You know, it's I'll have to get back to you on that. Interest rates.
You know, if you don't have dry humor, you must have wet humor.
Right. Well, if you're not underwater, you have dry humor. Interest rates, how Bernanke is saying that he's going to keep them low until, did he say 2013, 2014?
2015.
Will Bernanke still have a job if Romney's elected?
Well, we don't know how that's going to go, do we?
But we know that you have an opinion.
He probably won't. He probably won't get appointed for another seven-year term if Romney does get elected. There'll be someone else. But nevertheless, you know, keeping interest rates low is the idea in order to keep the economy going. The Fed isn't necessarily committed to that, but that's the policy that they've at least espoused up to now. And so interest rates are going to remain relatively competitive. Now, that doesn't mean that mortgage rates are going to stay at the current levels from here on out, because they're really dictated by what happens in the bond market, which is driven by inflation and the prospects for economic growth. So if inflation or economic growth start to change those ideas about them, predictions, then you'll see interest rates change sooner than 2015.
Right. It just doesn't seem that they could stay down where they are much longer. It's insane. No matter who gets elected, you always hear this bantered about the mortgage interest deduction. You know, do you do away with that so they can get more taxes and more revenue? Is there any chance of that happening?
Small. It's a sacred cow. It's going to be real tough to change something like that, so I doubt it. Certainly we hear it talked about all the time, and other things talked about regarding tax policy. But that one is probably one that's not going to get a lot of support in the state or at the federal level, because it's just one of those apple pie issues that you don't touch.
Do you have a health savings account?
I don't.
Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, HSAs.
HSAs. Well, if it has initials, it sounds important. I am going to open one up this year, and I suggest that you do the same.
Okay, well, I'll take that under advisement.
I'm going to go to Chase, my bank. It's only $2.50 a month. I guess only independent contractors. You got to have a real high deductible. But it's speaking of a mortgage interest deduction, the reason why I brought it up is you have your IRA or 401k to get a deduction, and you have a health savings account if you're an independent contractor. Mark Schneep, Director, California Economic Forecast, online at californiaforecast.com. You can check out and perhaps get into the very sacred closed event, October 25th at the DoubleTree, for his economic forecast. And you can also call him at 692-2498. Thanks so much for coming on the program, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Always good to talk to you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, and you'll be right back.